We'll be out there again soon. We were just there, but we're going to be out there again talking about the great deals that only Kevin Wilson and Ronnie Moneyback Plaque can afford you. Go by and check him out.
Yeah, jump around, grab a rebound and pump the sound. Big Ron, Big Maz in town. Razzle, yo, and I dazzle. Or should I say dunk like Jordan, I pump.
All right, a little NBA talk to give my man Patty B engaged.
Yeah, baby.
He has shunned all Razorback football talk. It's just too dang heartbreaking for old Double Deuce.
It's a bye week, right?
And it's a bye week.
So we take the week off.
We already gave a little love to Chris Paul. If you didn't hear, yesterday the Clippers point guard did something that nobody else has done in the NBA yet this year. Messed around and got a triple-double. So congratulations to him and the Clip Show, which has got it going on right now. Boy, tell you what.
The West is tough. DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin.
DeAndre Jordan, I can never remember his name. He posterized some poor fool trying to stop him going to the rim last night. Bad move. Oh, yeah. By the way, did you see Nerlens Noel rejected the beard? James Harden. Beat it, geek.
Hey, Nerlens Noel, if he can stay healthy.
Yeah. Every time he jumps, though, I expect him to come down and his leg to shatter into a million pieces.
He is so thin. He is so thin, but he is got everything you need to be a superior shot blocker in the NBA.
And now for the best story, we have a top 10 NBA list, too. Maddie, too, you make sure that this next break doesn't fire so it doesn't make me cry because I'm having so much fun here. Brooklyn Nets are struggling. In fact, according to reports, last year the Nets lost $144 million, which is literally like $135 million more than the next worst team. So they lost $144 million. The next team that did the next worst, I don't know who it was, they lost like $5 million.
Way to go, Brooklyn Nets. Boy, that was a horrible
And he says,
horrible
Mikhail Prokhorov, the billionaire owner who made his money in nickel, no less.
Nickel and diamond
people?
You
think he'd know the value of a penny or $144 million, says, it's not a big deal. I must break you. He said, it's not a big deal. That's a quote.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Well, he kicked Jason Kidd out, and I quote, he said,
I have the quote.
You
hang on
quote?
On that. Yes. That's another story. But the point is, his franchise is taking a dump financially, and he doesn't seem to give a crap.
A guy's worth how many billion?
Multiple.
It's a pittance.
Yes, I guess so. But how many billions do they have to have? I mean, $144 million is $144 million.
You think they can bury him with all those nickels? No, you can't.
Anyway.
It is. $144 million is $144 million.
There was a bad breakup, admittedly, with Jason Kidd, who was the head coach of the Nets. Now he is, of course, in Milwaukee, so I don't know how that makes sense. Although they got a better coach anyway, with all due respect to
you
Jason
realize
Kidd. They got our man, what's
Milwaukee?
His name? No. The Nets.
Lionel Hollins.
Hollins, thank you.
Crazy fingers.
My brain is not working well with names today.
How strange is this? The Milwaukee Bucks traded 2 second-round picks just to have Jason Kidd lose games for you.
No.
I mean, how does that make sense?
So, clearly, Mikhail Prokhorov is over it. He doesn't seem to be losing any sleep over Jason Kidd leaving town. In fact, here was the quote yesterday when he was asked about the breakup with Kidd. He said something to the effect of, we don't get mad, we get even, and
don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
That's all time. All time.
Oh,
that is all
It's
time.
A great quote, but when you hear it come out of his Russian mouth, it makes it so much better.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord a split you.
You know what I love where he actually says has split you. Can you one more time? It sounds like a movie.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
And at that moment, I see him like pulling out two guns and just mowing some folks
down.
What
do you think of this guy? I mean, how do you not love this guy though? He's cocky as all get out.
Oh, he's great.
I mean, it's just really something.
He is. He learned. Listen, he came in guns blazing. A couple years ago when he bought the Nets.
I must break you.
He was incredible in Rocky IV, I thought.
He was.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
Where the good Lord has split you.
He came in guns blazing. He learned, I guess, a little bit. $144 million. They've reworked things. And then, you know, you sign KG, Paul Pierce. Joe Johnson's there, too, don't forget.
Yeah, I'm going to get to him in a moment.
He had a pretty good game earlier in the week.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
Never going to get old. Eee, that's my favorite clip of the year so far. All right. Here we go. Speaking of Joe Johnson.
Smooth Joe!
I may do this entire top 10 list. Like Mikael Prokhorov would.
Gotta get him on. We need to get him on yesterday.
Number 10 on this list. I love nickels. Don't take your dimes away from me. I do not like dimes, only nickels.
Hey, don't mess with him. That's Putin's boy. He'll steal your championship ring. We just ask Bob Kraft.
Sometimes take off our shirts and chest bump.
And ride horses.
Number 10, Rudy Gay.
Top 10 highest paid NBA players for the current season. Number 10 on the list, Rudy Gay. We're down the road in Memphis. $19.31 million for playing one basketball season.
You know, it's...
I know, Matty T's thinking, I'll say it. Richest Gay since Elton John. You got it right, my man. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Rudy Gay, you're the man. Very impressive. 19.31. Number 9 on the list?
Brooklyn Nets point guard Deron Williams is a very good player. 19.75. I'd pay double for that.
I think the game has passed him by.
Oh, he's how tough. Dare you he's say tough. That about my very high-priced point guard.
When yeah, I like him.
On the weekends when we do not have games, he comes to my palatial estate, and I let him ride around on my miniature giraffes.
It was a time he was top three NBA point guard. Not anymore.
Oh, an incredible
he's
beard.
Obviously, the one top paid.
He comes over on the weekends, and he shows me
top performers.
How to trim my beautiful beard.
Deron
Williams with a beautiful beard.
Number 8 on the list, the aforementioned Chris Paul messed around and got a triple-double. $20.06 million for the LA Clippers, if you need him.
And do you remember when David Stern nixed Chris Paul from the New Orleans Hornets to
LA
Lakers?
Look, the Knicks ain't got nothing to do with it, Pat. We're talking about New Orleans.
You remember that deal was done and then, yes. And then Stern comes and goes, no, he's going to go play for the Clippers.
Yes, well, that. We're going to let him go play for that racist guy.
That's strange, man.
Yeah.
They let Sterling get away too much. Well, not our Sterling.
Go Adam Silver.
That's the two.
Number 7 list, LeBron James.
Number 7 on the list.
What's amazing about this list? 6 guys make more money this year than the best player in the world. $20.64 million, although he's not going to go hungry. Number 6 on the list, his former teammate Chris Bosh. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. When you go to the election polls today and you decide who are going to be your leaders, I want you to think about one thing as you step up there and fill in your little dots.
Yeah.
Chris Bosh makes more money than LeBron James does.
Bostrich.
What is going on?
Although, when Beats by Dre was sold here recently, you know how much LBJ made? $30 mil.
Okay, he's fine. Number 5 on the list, Dwight Hacky Howard. $21.43 million. That's 21.43 million times over. He will never win a championship.
No, he won't. But you could argue he's
physically
the most
gifted.
Dominant defensive force in the game.
I don't care. I'll take DeAndre Jordan, a guy whose name I can't remember most of the time, over him any day of the week.
He's
and twice
about to
on
get
Sunday.
Paid, though.
Needs to.
About to get paid.
Number 4 on the list, Carmelo Anthony. He plays for the Knicks across the way. I am a Brooklyn fan. He plays for the Knicks. He could not play for me. He was too much a ball stopper.
Playing for Derek Fisher now.
Ah, ball stopper in triangle offense. I play more in square offense. Sometimes we go spherical.
How often those guys think to themselves, I do not want to run the triangle. I do not want to run the
triangle. We like to run the hexagonal offense over in Brooklyn.
Number 3 on the list, Joe Johnson. $23.18 million
Smooth
this year.
Joe.
I will say this. I was listening to another program this morning, and they were talking about the Nets, and they were talking about Prokhorov and his miniature giraffe collection. I stole that one. Although you could believe if anybody's got one, he's got one. But I will say they mentioned like 3 or 4 different Nets. Joe Johnson's name did not come up. He is the most overpaid wannabe superstar probably in the league, Pat. I'm sorry to say that about one of our own. I love Joe Johnson. I just don't know that he should command that kind of money when he doesn't perform like a go-to one guy. He's an incredible teammate. He can definitely make your team better no matter what team he's on because he can play a lot of different roles. But as far as a pitch it to me, go get 25 every game, 28 every game. He ain't your guy.
Somewhere along the line, you know, he played with Celtics, traded to Phoenix.
He was great in Phoenix. He was perfect in Phoenix.
Oh, his trajectory was, I mean, he was trending through the roof. And Atlanta sees talent. They sign him. And this was the time he benefited from the time of, this was a few years before the big three, Celtics, Lakers, and then what LeBron did in Miami. So at that time, most franchises said, we have to get a max player.
What's like the big three?
Like everyone had a max player.
Who's your big three in Brooklyn now? Darren Williams, Joe Johnson, Brooke Lopez, who had 18 last night?
He's not bad, but there's no, I mean, big in terms of he is a large.
How about Joe with LeBron anywhere?
Oh, Joe and LeBron would be great. But that's Joe's game. Joe's game, he is a facilitator. He makes things happen.
Joe's
out there.
An incredible player, but he's not a guy you just throw it to and ball stop and go give me 80.
And no, he does, not every night. And that's just his personality. Can
he
get 30?
He can get 30.
Yeah, he can
sure.
get 30.
Yep. Number two on the list, another guy who is not worth the investment, Amari Stoudemire, another former Phoenix Sun, now with the New York Knicks, 23.41. So that's 45, almost $46 million tied up between two players. But the biggest one, of course, is the Lakers. Nobody wants to play with him, according to reports. They're never going to win as long as he's there, which I hate to say. But you can't win with Kobe making that much money. Kobe makes $23.5 million this year on a team that's probably going to win 40 games. It sucks.